Okay, so we are one quarter into the year 2024, and if you had some big goals, big ideas, big things you were aiming for this year, and maybe things haven't gone to plan right, this is your wake-up call. Welcome back to the Reasons Behold podcast with Tolu Talks.
And Arnold Reasons. I enjoy those intros, mate. Bro, I don't know where you're going. I enjoy them.
We're firing, bro. Let's just jump straight in. I was listening to something earlier this week, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember what I was listening to. I just remember where my mind went. And I made a note of something that I thought would be good to talk about.
Okay.
The note that I made said, stop living through the lens of the past.
Yeah.
And start living through the lens of potential. When you hear that, brother, what comes to mind? Talk to me.
I quite like that, actually. It's like, stop looking at what can happen based on what's happened in the past and start looking at it based on what can happen.
Come on.
And in some ways, potential can, well, it's not unlimited, but it's much bigger than what's happened in the past, because you can't actually change the past, but you can change and you can realize potential. So, you know, there are opportunities, and I think potential is also opportunities. There are opportunities to be had. There are things that we can lean into that will totally change our lives. Our lives. The past can't really change your life unless you bring the past into the present and let it impact you negatively. Then it can definitely change your part, change your present. But yeah, I think potential is the opportunities that we have to make something good.
Amazing, bro. And you know what? I'm gonna start off by adding to what you just said and opening up the beautiful scriptures, because we are people of faith, right?
Where are we going, bro?
Hebrews 11, brother.
Oh, love it.
Hebrews 11.
Love it.
Hebrews 11. And for those that might be listening audibly, just to let you know, this is actually streamed live on YouTube today. From time to time, we do that. So make sure you check out the YouTube channel at Reason to Behold. And for those that might be watching right now live on YouTube, or maybe even watching the replay, if you like this type of conversation and any of the others that we've done before, make sure you hit the subscribe button to make sure you find out whenever we go live or we drop a new video and a new podcast. So Hebrews 11, my brother, let's go from verse 1, if you would. Let's give them a little visual so they can see it too.
All right. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
You know, you can stop right there. This right chapter there. Is so loaded. Go on, you've got something. Bro. You take it, bro.
By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found. I think I know where you're going with this.
Go on.
Because, no. Let's get there. I think I know. Because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God, him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Keep going.
Yeah, bro, just give it.
By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
Bro, take it where you think I was going to take it. Let's do that today. Go for it. I promise you, I'll go wherever I was going to go, but take it, because I think you might have it with some addition.
So what I was thinking is, you know the bit where it says about these all died in faith, not having seen the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For me, that sounds a bit like potential. You know, it's like seeing the thing that can be. So it's an interesting thing, because as humans, we have potential. Like, we can see things that could be. So, like, for example, I'm in my garage right now, and I look around, and it's a bit of a shambles, to be honest, because I've got half my neighbor's stuff in it. So, but when I look at this space, what I can see is I could put a couch there. I could put some stuff there to have, like, a nice little studio set up. I can see the potential as humans. But let alone as Christians, where we have God who can give us promises. So a lot of these people were promised things, and they could see what that could be. You know, and that's where, for me, it's like, when you combine our human ability to be able to, you know, dream and see things and plan with God's promises and God's guaranteed delivering of the promises, it doesn't even matter if you see it here or in the next generation or in the next life, like, it's going to happen. And that's what's always been really challenging for me about this, is that, like, some of them died without seeing the fullness of it. And we see death as the end. Okay, well, once you're dead, that's it. But no, Abraham's promise is still going on now, you know?
1,000%. Absolutely everywhere I was going with it.
Good. We're in the spirit.
Do you know, 100%, bro. And you know what? This is the thing. Like, I think, as believers, as human beings, not even just believers, but as human beings, I honestly think we neglect and overlook one of the greatest gifts we were given, which is the power to imagine and to see things before they are. To not just look according to our natural eyes and what is actually physically here, but to see what can become. I feel like that is, like, one of the most godlike attributes we have, and one of the greatest gifts that, whether you're a believer or not, God has given to us. Because it's like Steve Jobs and them guys, right? At some point in time, it was something that they saw within their mind that there would one day become a phone that is so simple, the thing that basically has people like it is a spell or something, bro, but buying into an ecosystem. Like, there's certain things that they would have seen. Elon Musk, right? He started out, I think his first big venture was PayPal, if I remember correctly. Did you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
And it's like...
visionary.
I was looking at something the other day. It was... okay, I glanced and I saw a preview of this film, Bezos film, right? I was tempted to watch it. I didn't watch it in the end, but I just saw a bit of the preview. And it's interesting, because what I saw was the person playing Bezos basically being like, imagine having an unlimited library where you have all the books in the world and you're selling them online, or something to that effect, right? Because at that time, when he decided to go that route, that was something that was like...
wild. Yeah, like, wild.
The internet. You think you're going to sell this thing through the internet, and look at us now. Amazon is running things, bro. Do you get what I'm saying? And I just think it's like, all of that stems from this same thing that we all have, right? It doesn't discriminate. It's not something that you have to have enough money or enough education for. It's just like, this is something that comes with the package. And I think it's one of those things where, coming back to this point about not living in the past, but living more in the realm of potential.
Yes.
Like, we don't realize that when we're living in the past, we're actually still using this same muscle, but using it wrongly, right? Because rather than imagining according to what can be, we're imagining according to what once was.
Could have been.
Assuming that that's something that's either going to repeat or what could have been. Like all of those, it's such a dysfunction and a misuse of a great gift that we've been given. And this is not somebody that's speaking like I've never had difficulty, challenges, or rough moments from my own past, or things that from my past I could have perceived as limiting factors. But it takes a decision. Like, and again, coupled with the whole power to imagine and all of that, the power to decide, bro. Right?
Do you know what? When you were saying it, I think that often we think about, instead of thinking about what could be, we think about what could have been. So it's not even like, because I don't think like remembering what happened is even that bad. I think it's when it gets coupled with regret and we're thinking, well, it could have been this, it could have been that. And we're still using the potential, but it's on something we can't change.
I think
that's the real thing, because I can't change what happened in the past, but I can change what's going to happen in my future based on the actions that I take now.
Like, bro, I'm telling you, I think about some of the richest moments for me, right? Were moments when I made a decision. I made a decision which was connected to the power to imagine and to use that tool and that muscle. Like, for example, I remember after I dropped out of uni, tried the whole trading thing, that didn't work out. Reached a point where after I tried a few different business ventures, one that was going to blow up and it started blowing up, then they hit me with a lawsuit. Like, I reached a place, bro, where I was in the dumps. Right? I felt like a failure. All of my friends around me have graduated. They're all on their graduate salaries. Everybody's got jobs. They're now getting cars and all of that kind of stuff legitimately. And it's like, I felt so behind, right? And I remember, I distinctly remember the day that I decided and I made a decision, I'm going to go back and finish my final year. And I remember when I made the decision, even though nothing had changed on the outside, right? By virtue of just making that decision, everything about my frame of mind changed. All of a sudden, in making that decision, I could see a future and I could see what could become as a result of following through on that decision, right? And then what did I do? I went through all sorts of wrestles to actually get back into doing my final year, because there were some technicalities with student finance and all of that kind of stuff. But somehow, through prayer and much pressing in the spirit and favor, we pressed through and we managed to get that final year done. And so many other things like it.
I think it's really interesting that you use decision instead of choice. And the reason I say that is because Uncle Myron, shout out Uncle Myron Golden, the other day I was watching a video and he was talking about how decision, there is so much more to decision than there is to choice. And it says on our good friend Google, it says the etymology of the word decision provides further insight. It comes from the Latin word I can't pronounce, which means to cut off.
Cut off, yeah.
Decisions cut us off from other choices, other opportunities, and the possibility of better outcomes. So it's like you made a decision that I'm going to finish my final year of uni. It wasn't, I might, no, you said, I'm going to do it.
I decided, so from that, yeah.
There's no other option. By force, I have to finish. That is it. So what are we deciding? You know, what are we deciding? Not what are we choosing, because you can kind of make choice and then make another choice, but what are you deciding to do?
Absolutely. And you know what, shout out to AB, because there's something that he said a few times that stayed with me. And it's this point that I think it was something that came up in a conversation he heard somewhere else, right? But he was just talking about how time is going to pass regardless.
Yeah, right? 100%.
So, for example, right now we're in April. And as long as nothing happens where the world ends and when he returns or whatever, however you want to frame it or what your potential ideas are, we're going to get to the end of 2024, right? There is going to be a day in December when we're going to be looking back on what happened this year. How did it go? And either we're going to be celebrating the fact that we made the right decisions early on, or we're going to be lamenting the fact that it was another year full of all of these hopes and dreams, promises and big ideas that failed on getting execution, right? And I think it's the point that time is going to pass regardless. So rather than like choosing to procrastinate and all of that kind of stuff, why not get in sync with the fact that time is going to pass, right? It links into some of the stuff we were talking about in the last episode about patience, about like the whole fact that when you drop the seed into the soil, if you missed the last episode, make sure you go back and check it out. But the point about how you drop the seed into the soil, like there is a process, it doesn't become a tree straight away. So if time is what is between, and this is the thing, I feel like even on this health and fitness journey, you might have heard me say it a few times, I feel like the only thing right now between me and getting to my health and fitness goals is time. Right? And granted that there's room also for additional knowledge to happen along the way, but the real thing for me is time, because I know that even without adding another inch of knowledge and understanding to what I already have, it's just a case of maybe it might take me a longer time than I want, but there's enough there to at least know that there's just time in between like where I am and where I'm trying to get to. And so it's just about really making those decisions, really like self-analyzing, and you know what, recalling moments like this where it is the 10th of April when we're recording anyway and we're live, and realizing that yeah, maybe the first 3 months in a bit hasn't been full of the execution that I was supposed to do, but there's still time on the clock.
I feel like often it's not even about knowing more. I think especially like in the age that we live in now, information is so available. For me, it's a question of like, what have you done with what you know? Like, have you already started doing stuff with what you already know? Because that's really like, if you're doing stuff with what you know and it's not working, then okay, you need to know more. But how many people are actually doing stuff with what they know?
That right there is a sermon series, bro. Because it speaks to like, I think one of the big problems that we have that is very unaddressed. We're not short of information, and information is so readily available, right? In fact, maybe some would argue too readily available.
Too much, yeah.
Because it's like the ease with which I can spin up a website and put information out there, and it becomes another piece of information, which may be factual or not, that someone has to sift through to get to the truth. The information's abundant. And I think you're absolutely right, bro. Like the question is, how much are we doing with what we know? What do you think stops us from executing on the information that we do know?
Laziness.
Talk about it.
I think that it's a mix of laziness, not being disciplined, and maybe like being afraid or not really believing it's going to work. And that's kind of what we talked about last week, right? But you know what? I think, let's say, for example, if you said to someone, do you believe that if you called 100,000 people, at least one of them would buy your product? Most people would go, yeah, surely, like if I call 100,000 people, at least one person would buy. So why don't you call 100,000 people? Like, why don't you? You see what I mean? Like, even if you just put in random phone numbers, you could call 100,000 people. Like, why don't you? Is it because you don't believe that actually someone will buy your product, so there's not enough belief? Or is it because you're too lazy to do it? Or is it because you think that calling 100,000 people would be boring and you're not disciplined?
Yeah, man. Oh, man. I think that belief thing is a big part of it as well, man. Because it's like, one of the examples that I know has come up several times just throughout life is the question of when someone says that they couldn't wake up or something like that. If I told you there was £100 million check,
oh, you'd
your
be
name
up.
On it,
you'd be up.
All you had to do was be in the town center at 3 a.m.
You'd be
would
there.
Would you be there?
Yeah.
But we'll be some of us will be there from the day before with a tent just to make sure we don't miss that money.
Just to be sure.
Right? And I think even saying that as well now is probably a good stream of thought to kind of think through on the things that we say we believe, the goals that we say we've set. Like, number one, do we actually really believe that they're achievable and attainable? Do we sincerely believe that within whatever the time frame is, or maybe there's not a time frame, do we believe that we're actually capable of experiencing or fulfilling whatever it is that we've set out? Because like we speak a lot about the inputs as well, right? If I really believe that these inputs are going to lead to that output, then what's stopping me from executing? Laziness.
Laziness. Yeah. Or like even just procrastination. And someone said like procrastination is the arrogance in thinking that God will give you another chance to do it tomorrow. Wow. Yeah.
Say that again, man.
They said that procrastination is the arrogance in thinking that God will give you another chance to do it tomorrow. Yeah. Tough. Real tough.
So with that said, practical steps. To the person who right now says, I'm hearing you, Tolu, I'm hearing you, Arnold, but like 2024 is a write-off for my goals, man.
Hey, we're 3 months in, almost like four.
Talk to them, bro. Don't give them what silly. They need. Give them a minute with tea. Let them hear what you've got to say, bro.
So what was it I was doing? So we had seen, so we like to look at properties, yeah? So we went for a little weekend away and we saw a barn. And well, we just saw a sign for a barn for sale. And we thought, I'd love a barn. Build me a little barn dominium.
Great.
So we couldn't remember which agent it was. And so tried to look online, blah, blah, blah. And I started to call the like, I just looked for agents in the areas. And Carla was like, are you actually going to call like every agent? I said, yeah. Like, why not? No, like someone must own this thing, right? Mm. And so I called the first one, called the second one, called the third one. Some of them were closed. Some of them didn't pick up. Some of them just said, nope, it's not me. That's it. The fourth or fifth one I called, they were like, yeah, yeah, that's not us, but I think it's this person. Yeah. So he didn't actually give me like exactly what I needed, but bro, he told me, but I think it's this person. I checked it. That's the person. We even drove around. That's the person. So you don't know, even in the last minutes, what can happen just because you make that one more phone call.
Come on.
So bro, even if we're in December, yeah, and you think that your goals can't be met, like nothing actually happens at the end of December. Why don't you set yourself up for the next year? So even in basketball, we have 7-game basketball series in the playoffs. And what often happens is a team will be down by 30. Yeah. And now you're in the final quarter. And by the end of the game, they're down by 15. Yeah. And you're thinking they still got smacked. But the commentators are saying, no, what they've done now is they've set themselves up for the next game. Right. They've learned how to go on like a 15 to something run so that actually now you're ready for the next game and you set up your momentum for the next game. And it's similar to this. Like, let's say we're even in December. Let's say you're watching this December 2024 and you think that the game is over. Set yourself up for the next round.
Come on, right? Man.
Set yourself up for next year. It's never over until it's really, really over.
Late in the day for 2024 could be early in the day for 2025.
Oh, come on. How about come on.
And you know what? There's something else that came to mind, which is probably what I would say, slightly different angle, is how bad do you want it? like... you gave them the sugar, I'll give them the stick, bro. How bad do you want it? Right? And I'm saying it because these are the kind of things that I would ask myself, right? Is how do you really want it as much as you say you want it? Whatever that goal or outcome is and that objective is, like, have you reached a point where you said, I'm tired of talking? I'm tired of repeating the same thing. I'm tired of having the same goal on repeat year after year after year and getting comfortable and complacent with having to just move into the next year and the next year and the next year with zero progress. Because I think it's different when you know that you're actually heading in the right direction. Maybe you didn't get all the way there, but are you 20% closer? Are you 10% closer? Or are you literally in the exact same place you were 12 months before? Right? And if that is, if you don't feel like you're even moving, and you haven't been, especially if you haven't been moving over a period of time, the question is, how bad do you want it? Because I think sometimes, yeah, sometimes I think we set goals that sound nice. We set goals that are socially acceptable. We set the goals which are maybe the goals that we think are appropriate for our age and our stage, but not because we actually really want it, but maybe because we're more just like thinking about what sounds like the right thing to say in the moment. And I think it's about just getting real with ourselves, because maybe you don't want it at all. And maybe that's just the conclusion you need to come to so that you can move on to a goal and an objective
that
you actually are serious about and you can actually put brain power and execution to, right? But equally, it might be the shakeup that you need in thinking about that question to say, you know what, if I really, if I, because even when you were describing the whole situation with the barn, I literally saw it. That's where I got the point from. Like, you wanted that thing, bro. Like, I believe you. From what you just described, like, your faith and your works, they were aligned. They were matched.
Aligned.
Do you get what I'm saying? And I think the truth is, when we say we have faith, like, let's go back to the scriptures, bro. I have to.
And do you know what?
Yeah.
I think sometimes we don't really deeply understand the work it takes to get to what you want. So,
yes, man.
When I went to America, yeah, like, bro, I played for a good team in England. Like, you know, I was doing okay. It was when I got to America that I really learned. You know, you go and learn today. Like, I learned that day. Like, this is what it actually takes to be the best. And bro, I didn't even know, right? And that's where, like, you have to start taking the steps sometimes. If I'd never gone to America, I wouldn't have known. Do you see what I mean? So sometimes you have to take the steps towards the thing to then learn, oh, okay, this is really what's required of me. It's not always going to be told to you beforehand. So Abraham, who was one of the examples, God told him, leave, go to the place I'm going to tell you. It was only along the way that he found out what was required, what actually needed to happen, the man he, like, take the steps. Start doing it, you know?
Here's the scripture. James 2, verse 18, yeah? It says, but someone will say, you can see it on the screen, yeah?
It's too small for me. I'm going to find it on here.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. It says, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works and I will show you my faith by my works, right? And the reason why that verse came to mind is because in that example you were describing of the bun, it's like the thing that really confirms for me that this guy really wanted that bun. He genuinely really saw something in it. He was like the man that sold everything he had to go and buy this treasure in the field. He really wanted this thing, right?
100%.
The actions exposed the truth about where your faith was and what your interest was and what you believed in. You didn't just want it, you believed it was attainable, right? Otherwise, I don't think you would have wasted your time calling all of these different agents in the hopes to basically roll the dice on finding the person that actually owns the property.
No, definitely
not. I think that's where thinking about this question of how bad do you want it is so important, because it really might just show us that, you know what, the reason why your works have not been aligned with the things you say you believe and that you have a so-called hope for is because it's just you don't really believe. You don't really want it. Really,
sometimes you want the things. So, like, for example, sometimes I want to go work out, but maybe I want to just relax and watch Netflix more.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, do I want to get buff? Do I want to? Yeah, of course I do. But sometimes in those moments, I want the immediate gratification more.
Yeah.
And that for me is a big thing, because so someone said that by the time you're 50, you will have the body you deserve, right? Because, you know, them 30 to 50s, you better be working on your body, because, you know, when you're 15, 16, 20, 21, bro, your body is just bodying. Do you know what I mean?
Bro,
when you... Oh, bro.
Listen, I think you want the fruit, you want to eat, but you don't want to work. And the scripture says, he who does not work should not eat.
Should not eat.
Right?
Yeah.
So how about that, man? There's some nice things.
Do the work so you can eat.
Do one. That's it, man. Earn the meal, man.
Yeah, so I remember when I was in my, like, maybe my mid-20s, like, I was going out for dinner a lot. And I made a rule that, like, if I'm going to go out for dinner, I have to go to the gym before. Like, I have to go, like, you know, feed the muscles before I feed the belly. And bro, it worked because I got huge. I earned my meals every time. Every time. And I got muscular. I was a tank, mate. I was a tank. So sometimes it's even just like, it doesn't mean that you can't have the things that you want, but have you earned them in a way? Like, not in a worksy way, but like, am I still working on, you know, 1 hour work, 1 hour play, or 2 hours work, 1 hour play? Like, am I getting my ratio correct?
Yeah, man. So there is your quarter year wake up call.
Yeah. Don't be letting this next quarter end without you doing some of the work. Like, don't. Simple. Don't do it. Thank you guys for listening, watching, tuning in to another episode of the Reason to Hell podcast, and we will catch you on the next episode. Peace.
Peace.